Hello and welcome to Filter Optional. I am Chico West.
And I'm Shannon West.
I'm the no filter of the Filter Optional.
Yes, and I'm the filter. And I'm sensing that the no filter is a little tired today, maybe.
I would say tired of
listening to people, maybe?
Tired of listening to people, yes. I've been on the phone or in session or doing a bunch of different things today.
Yes, so I'll try to pep you up.
I'm excited about pep.
A little bit.
A little pep in my step.
Yes.
Yes. You know, this week, there seems to be a theme. Once again, we're at Casa Kalina Production.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get more people to like our podcast on iTunes or YouTube.
Yes, watch it on Facebook, watch it on YouTube, watch it on our website. You can go to CasaKalinaTreatment.com, and our website has lots of resources on it. If you want to look up anything, and then you can also, our podcasts are on there, and...
Yes. When I listen to podcasts, you know, every Monday I listen to the Story Brand podcast with Donald Miller and his sidekick. It's really good, and they do a little introduction. So I'm going to give them a little shout out, cuz I like their introduction before they introduce what their topic is.
And okay, so they, you do. Okay.
They do that, and so I'm trying to learn. We are in this learning, little over a year of doing podcast. I think this might be episode 50.
Yeah, but it's like you get fearful that I'm going to jump into the topic, so you're trying to let's have a little monologue, like. You know,
we do need a little dialogue, because sometimes
not
you
a
get
monologue, a dialogue. Yeah.
Yes, we do need dialogue, because sometimes you get boom, you get.
I know, I'm ready to talk about what I want to talk about,
and
that's okay.
And all of a sudden,
there's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that, but there is. We need a little.
You know, for people listening, you definitely, sure.
And nothing wrong with learning new tips and tricks either.
Yes.
Right. I'm glad you're listening and learning.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I've been producing podcasts for 8 years. I learned something new about it almost every single day.
So. Right. Thank you, Kevin. Yes. And Kevin is our producer and stuff like that.
And it's good. It's good if you're listening, you know, live on Facebook. You know, a lot of people, it gives people time to join, you know, join in before you get to the meat of what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So, those are good tips.
And some people enjoy listening to on Facebook. I'm a podcaster on iTunes.
No, I know.
And
so that's what I'm saying.
Because I drive.
If people are like in a carpool line and they only have like 30 minutes in the carpool line, because you wouldn't know this because you never did a carpool line, but women have to line up early, or men, whoever's picking up, you have to line up early for carpool. So you're in your car a lot. So I hope people listen, but you know, you don't want to take too much time introing, because you're like, okay, you got to.
Yeah.
But they can always fast forward.
But here's the deal is I like to give shout outs.
Yes, you do.
This week I haven't responded to a text from my aunt. I like to call her my aunt.
Yes,
aunt.
Which one? You have a lot.
A lot of aunts. But Aunt Linda, she listens to our podcast on Facebook. And
she does.
Comments a lot. But she sent me a text about Happy Friends Day or whatever.
Oh,
I guess we became friends on Facebook today.
Right.
But give her a little shout out to old Linda West, and we'll see her this week.
Yes, we love it that she supports us, and we do get to see her this week.
We need to get a little shout out sound effect that I can play whenever you do it.
No, it's not this week, it's next week.
But... Well, this week.
Oh, yeah,
because it's
Monday. Yeah, sorry,
sorry. All right. So I like the topic. So I got to give credit where credit's due. Is like I've been busy doing a bunch of different things, and you have been the topic master lately.
Well,
so I appreciate that. I like our topics, and there's a theme to our topics. You know, we've talked about restlessness. Mm-hmm. We've talked about anger. And this week we're going to talk about
loneliness.
All right.
And it's because the reason that I have kind of connected these is because when we talked about restlessness and did that, it was like a revelation. You know how you hear those things like, I was so many years old when I found out that, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know, when I found things out. Well, I was almost 50 years old when I found out that I struggled with restlessness. And I was almost 50 years old when I found out that anger could be a good feeling. Will you stop breathing so heavily?
I know. I noticed that.
What
I was
is
like,
the problem?
I was like going,
I noticed that too.
I could hear it in my.
I mean, he's chewing his eyes too. Are these things you haven't learned listening? If you listen to a podcast on Monday morning, does Donald Miller like breathe heavy and chew ice?
He doesn't do that.
His cohort is talking. Okay, so let me get back to our. You know, I have just realized that I suffer from restlessness, and I was able to identify it and learn, you know, some tools to deal with restlessness. And then the same with anger. You know, I always thought that anger was a bad emotion, and we talked about how it's not good or bad. It just is last week. And so I have learned to embrace anger also just now. And then, you know,
I would disagree with that. I think you've embraced anger for a while being married to me.
He's trying to be funny, but it's not.
No, there is actual truth to it.
Anger, yeah. Yes. I mean, yes. No, I've been angry before, but I haven't embraced it as a good emotion. It's usually been really negative.
Yes.
But so that leads me to loneliness, where I have just now sort of in my adult life recognized that I suffer from loneliness. And this is coming from an extrovert that is very social. I'm a very social person. I like to be, you know, where the action is.
In the mix.
In the mix. I've always liked that. I like groups. I like committees. I mean, I like, you know, I like to be with people. And I am a true extrovert, where being around people does energize me. Now, as we get older, we do also like our solitude. And so I hear a lot of people my age say, well, I think I'm an introvert now. And I'm like, well, you know, even you do that. And
I'm not an extrovert, though.
Yeah, but anyway, we can talk about that some other time. But I realize, I had friends in high school. I had
that's good to know.
Really good friends in college. I'm just saying, I have friends now. I'm just saying, I have realized now, having a college age student, that I was really lonely in college, and I probably was really lonely in high school,
but
I was surrounded by people. Surrounded by people, had lots of friends. I wasn't a loner by any stretch, and you know, and so can you kind of, because I want to talk about some things because.
Well, it's funny because I was meeting with a client today and I will tell you this much. It was a female. I'm not going to out her, but she said this and I knew we were doing this podcast and I said, can I write this down? I'm going to share your quote on the podcast. And she's an extrovert and, you know, really always has her stuff together, and she listened to our episode about, you know, your sickness and your moment of clarity and really identified with that.
Yeah.
She's younger. She goes, I'm not good at alone, even though I just isolate myself.
Right.
You know, that she struggles with being alone, but then she sets herself up and isolates herself, doesn't ask for help, doesn't see that she has needs and stuff like that.
Okay, and I'll tell you what has come up for me lately that I've realized that we all need to, just like we need to address our restlessness and we need to address our anger, we also need to address our loneliness, even though we may be unaware that we actually have it if we're surrounded by people all the time.
Well, and so let's pause for a second.
Yeah.
You said, you know, you struggled with loneliness in high school and in college. Yeah. And you see that now looking back, hindsight's 2020.
Yes.
Having your own boys and seeing that they struggle with that.
Yes.
Having that, you know, that sixth sense or the mom instinct.
Yes, yes.
But here's the deal. Just like what you said when we started this, the intro about our topic about loneliness, you didn't realize that it's all right to be angry.
No, you know, right. You're right.
Anger is.
Right.
Loneliness is. The deal is loneliness leads to a lot of different things.
Yes. Okay. So that's what I was going to say, is that anger just is, and it's okay to be angry. But I'm not, the more that I delve into loneliness, I'm not sure that it is okay to be lonely. I think you need to recognize it. It's like we talked about the anger, recognize it, and then understand how you can get away from it. Because I don't think people, like nowadays, it's so different with social media. Like, No matter how many people you're around, like when I was in college, I was in a sorority of like 70 girls in my pledge class.
So, and I was over 200 girls by people.
I had stuff to do every minute of the day, and I love my friends from college. I mean, I truly had a great experience with those relationships, and I'm still connected to them. But there's a difference between having a lot of friends and feeling connected to people. And I think it's the lack of connectedness that causes the loneliness.
And where do you think, I mean, I'm asking this question, I have an answer. Where do you think that lack of connectedness, what fuels that lack of connectedness?
I think fear.
Yes.
Fear of sharing too much of yourself, or fear of judgment.
So fear of sharing too much of yourself. What's fearful about that, sharing too much of yourself?
Well, judgment. Okay. Judgment that would come from the person that you're sharing with. I mean, you know, we all have stuff and we all have baggage. And so in order to feel that connectedness with someone, I think you have to be vulnerable and able to share with that person. That's where I was going. Yes. And so
it's that vulnerability.
So I think for Travis, our college sophomore, he is not unhappy, but we've had some deep conversations. Some parents find that when they send their kids off, they have more quality conversations. Like when he was under our roof, it was like, clean your room, get out, you know, whatever. We had no quality conversations.
No, last night I talked to him for 45 minutes.
I know. And now when we don't talk very often, but when we do, we have more quality conversations. And so most recently he was just sharing some things with him that was going on with him. And I got off the phone and had to kind of read between I was like, I think he's lonely and he doesn't know it. He has no idea. He is on the football team, which he loves all his teammates. He is, he lives with four other people. So he has there's five people in his apartment at all times. And then they constantly have friends over. He has tons of friends. He's very happy and whatever, but I think he's lacking connectedness right now. And he has, you know, thousands of followers. I mean, I know you've commented before, how come you and I can post the same picture? You know, you and Travis can post the same picture, and within 5 minutes, Travis has over 2,000 likes and you have two, you know. it's just, nowadays, they collect likes and they collect followers. But is there any connectedness? No. So I'm just talking about how we keep saying social media is bad. Social media is so bad. You know, as old fogey parents, you know, we're like, you need to get off social media. Well, I don't think social media is so bad if you can figure out a way to have true connectedness to people instead of you can't expect to have connectedness through social media is what I'm saying, but, you know, because there's not. But even at my age now, it's like, I feel lonely because when I need to call someone to share with it, I mean, you know, the stuff in your life gets deeper and deeper, regardless of what in high school you think is the biggest deal in the whole world, you know. Who can I pick up the phone and call? That, I mean, ask yourself that. If you can't pick up the phone and call and share with someone your deepest, darkest thoughts, then you're going to be lonely.
Big time.
Besides your husband or wife, I think.
Well, yes. But I do think your husband and wife can be included in that, because I think you can feel lonely in a marriage.
Yeah.
And you feel lonely in the bedroom and stuff like that.
For sure.
And you become roommates and you're just kind of two ships passing.
Exactly.
And And the deal is, it's not all right. And what I'm saying is, loneliness isn't good. I mean, if you go back to Genesis 2, when God, you know, created Adam, he said it's not good for man to be alone.
Right.
We weren't created to be alone. So he put Adam to sleep. And, you know, I won't get into the Bible story, but right there, it's not good for us to be alone. But the deal is, when we do share our loneliness, we got to identify it. We got to know what's going on. It's like the how we respond is the problem. Oh, you shouldn't feel lonely. We should all over it, people.
Well, right, you know, and especially you're with your spouse, Kevin, to your point, a lot of times people are afraid to express how they're really feeling lonely with a spouse because the spouse's comment is going to be like, you live with me. Like, how can you be lonely? Yes, like, you're exactly. with me all the time, you know? And so you have to get over that hump, I think, as a married couple by saying, that's why I'm saying you have to recognize
people who are prone to depression being like, well, right. I'm depressed or I'm anxious. And, you know, they automatically want to assign the blame to themselves. So you don't want to tell them that.
Right. Well, and I can give you an example. It was 2000. You know, Travis is 6 months old or a year old. And I'm sitting there watching. I went to Blockbuster because at the time we had a Blockbuster.
Blockbuster was a big thing.
Showing our age.
Yes. And it was around down the corner. And I rented Goodwill Hunting. And Goodwill Hunting is, you know, one, I love the movie. You know, Robin Williams did a great job as the therapist. I'm a, you know, budding, you know, therapist. I'm new in the industry. And it just brought up a lot of pain and loneliness in my life. And I'm sitting there and I'm tearing up and crying. And I look at Shannon, this is 20 years ago. And I go, man, I'm so lonely right now. And it was in that moment I was lonely. And your response at that time was, why are you lonely? You have Travis and I. I mean, you have nothing to be lonely about.
That's an instinctual response.
Totally. So. Yes. I'm and like, so, lonely?
Yes.
What do you mean?
And then she took it on personal. And so I like what you're saying is you're learning more and more. It's like that. And right there, that will have someone, if someone shares they're lonely and the response is, you know, you shouldn't feel lonely, then all of a sudden we're telling that person that it's not all right to have their feeling.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that is, you know, that is not a good thing. And so it created this fear in me.
Well, and then you're just going to get lonelier.
Yeah, and it created a fear in me that I couldn't
share
with you. I couldn't tell you that I was lonely and I was struggling with that.
Yes.
And so it created a little gap between us.
Yes.
And I go, I was sharing with you, man, it brought up, you know, feelings of, you know, losing my dad 20 plus years earlier as a little boy, now having a boy. And so my fear was getting in the way, but it was just this loneliness, this grieving that I was doing and grief is happening. And
that's where I think what you were saying earlier is that I do think it is okay to feel loneliness, obviously, in those circumstances. Go ahead and feel it, but then, you know, get to the root of it and have somebody that you can connect with that will understand it. Be vulnerable. Have somebody that you can be vulnerable with. And I think that is why depression and suicide and all those things are totally on the rise, especially for young people these days, because
it's on the rise in our age even more so.
Oh,
you know,
well,
statistically, it's like you're seeing people in their 40s and 50s having a higher rate of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, it's kind of exploded in that area. And it's like, because we don't have that connectedness. We don't have that community.
Right.
You know, there is a lot.
And I'm reading all the, I've been reading a little bit of research, doing research for the show and everything else. And several different places, I mean, like Harvard and I don't know, some other legit, you know, sources have flat out said that loneliness causes inflammation in the body, which leads to so many other problems. And I'm like, how can you say that? Okay, that sounds so not medical. Loneliness causes inflammation. You know what I'm saying?
It's any physical manifestation of something like that sounds weird.
Right. It's not a medical or scientific explanation, but it's legit. It is what people are saying.
Well, and I like that you're saying it doesn't sound legit.
It doesn't.
But here's the deal. Man, we're emotional beings. And we have all these feelings. And the deal is, we think of those feelings, going back to the, you know, our podcast on feelings, is that, you know, I like that there's, I really adhere to seven feelings. fear, pain, anger, shame, guilt, loneliness,
yes.
joy.
Yes, we know.
And so the deal is those feelings drive us. And then what are the messages that we tell ourselves? Loneliness, some of those messages that we tell ourselves is, you know, no one will like me. I'm going to be judged, or, you know, I'm a loser, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of those are from our shame tapes and stuff like that. But the deal is, what I'm saying is there are times and seasons that we're going to feel lonely, especially when we don't have that connectedness.
Right.
You know, and one of my favorite authors is Henry Nouwen, and he talks about...
Nouwen.
He talks about, you know, in his book, Life Signs, you know, yeah. Intimacy, fecundity, and fruitfulness. In the book on, in the chapters on fecundity, which is fruitfulness, he talks about fear and how sterility, you know, I like what he says. Sterility is one of the most obvious responses, you know, to fear. When we feel surrounded by threats, we close ourselves off to others, you know, and it's this self-protective mode.
I think I agree with your statement, but I didn't understand that sentence at all, and you just wanted to use fecundity in the podcast, I think.
Okay, but here's the deal. It's talking so about fruitfulness.
See, that's
okay.
Something that needs to be in the show notes, the definition of fecundity. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. But, it, you know, we when we feel surrounded by threats, we close ourselves off and no longer reach out to others with whom fruitful relationships might grow.
Yes, that's the connectedness and that's fruitfulness. Okay, and so...
So that's... Ahead. I was trying to, but I saw your eyes and I was reading your eyes and I was going, She's glazing over. She does not... She is not tracking with me at all.
Nope.
And so I was trying to make... I was trying to make eye contact with you and you were going, no, I have another route I'm going to go. But we're talking about connectedness. And part of that connectedness and the reason we feel lonely, we get into this fearful place because I think most of these other feelings stem from fear. Fear of loneliness, you know, fear of anger, those kind of things.
And I read, you know, I mean, one of the things it said, you know, feeling alone ranks up there with smoking, obesity, and physical inactivity in terms of its effect on your health, which I thought was interesting. And then I read this great article about a social media diet, which I think can be good for all ages at this point. It's saying, if you're fat, if you eat less or you don't eat as much, you know, will you get thinner or whatever? And it's kind of like social media diet is that it's fine in moderation, but you need to know that it doesn't build connectedness. It can be used to keep up with people and to see people what they're doing, but you're not going to have connectedness. And so don't be confused by day to day if you're just seeing people on social media and connecting and you're not connecting, you know?
Exactly.
You're not connecting. And so it's just strategies to use social media, not for connectedness, but you need to... And I said, before I even realized all of this, I had decided that my 2020 word was kind of going to be intentionality with my time, how I spent my time. And I had an example with a good friend that was going through something, and I didn't know she was going through it. And I heard from another friend that she was going through it, and I had this terrible guilt that I had not connected with her. In a while, and I realized that I needed to be more maybe intentional about my connectedness. And then I am going to on-site in May.
Way to go on-site.
Mm-hmm. So little shout out to on-site. I'm going to go for their, what is it called?
Living-centered program.
Living-centered program. And so I'm going to go. And
guess what you cannot do for a week?
I can't have my cell phone.
Yes.
But they send this like 26 page, you know, thing about
questionnaire
that you have to fill out before you go. And so I was filling it out. And one of the questions is, do you have a lot of friends? I'm like, yeah, I got a lot of friends. Have you seen my Facebook page? my Instagram. I'm getting, you know, it's like, do you have a lot of friends? And then you answer yes or no. And then it's like, what kind of friends do you have? Like, what are your friends like? Or whatever the questions are that I'm like, yeah, well. And then it has a couple of other questions that are kind of leading, like, you know, can you turn to these friends for, I can't remember what the questions were, but, you know, and I, you know.
Well, maybe we'll bring those questions in and.
Well, sure. So I had another little revelation of, you know, I probably do have just a very, very few people that I truly feel connected to. And you know, that's not good or bad either. But at least I do have somebody that I'm connected to.
Yes, because a lot of people don't have that.
Right. I think if you have to sit down.
I have a few people that I'm really connected to, and I've given them shouts out.
I think just real quick while I'm thinking about it, I think on this questionnaire, it was basically asking, do you have people that you would share everything on this questionnaire with? You know, it's kind of like that was kind of implying that, like, do you have. And so I had to think about, because some of it asks, it's 26 pages of in-depth. I mean, parent history, you know, sexual history, you know, everything, drugs, alcohol, like any, you know, hang up that you could have, it's on this sheet. And, so I had to really think about that. I'm like, are there people, and there are a couple of people in my life besides you that I would share everything on the sheet with. And I was great. I was grateful for that.
And here's the deal, is if we don't have that, that really fuels that loneliness. That fuels, we don't have that connectedness.
Right.
You know, we don't have that sense of community. Who can we share and, you know, open up and be vulnerable to?
Right.
Because being vulnerable is, man, that takes courage. That takes risk.
Yeah.
You know, and that... And that takes that place where, am I comfortable with myself? Because I'll share right now, I struggle with loneliness. You know, I'm talking to people and helping people out. And so there's times that I don't feel like I can go share with some people.
No,
that,
right.
What I'm struggling with.
Well, you're not truly connecting with people. You're helping people.
I'm helping people. And so the deal is, I do have some people, you know, in our neighborhood, you know, Chad and Greg are couple people that I can really connect with. There's a few others that I can go a little bit in depth with. Dayton's another one. But then I got some buddies.
You don't have to name your friends.
I know. But I do want to put a name to it in the sense of, man, I do have some of those things. Then I have some other guys in my life that are in my community, my on-site community, you know, Bobby and Brian, you know, and Mike. Those guys I can share, you know, deep stuff. And it, lots of times it's over the phone because we live in different states.
Right, right.
And so there is that.
But I think you can feel connected. It's like when I get together with my college friends, which happens maybe once every 5 years, if that, it is like we never left. I realized that I did have true connectedness with some people in college. And that is such a gift too. I think I would have left school because I went off kind of by myself and not really knowing anybody and develop. I mean, it's just 4 years, which is, as we know, as we get older, that's just just a flash in the pan. But I did make some true connectedness during that time. And it was a lonely time though, still, but I think it would have been depressingly lonely. I didn't realize I was lonely until now, until I'm talking to Travis.
Well, I don't think you gave yourself I don't think you gave yourself permission to be lonely. I think in the family that you grew up with, it wasn't all right to be lonely. Why would you be lonely?
Well, right.
You
Why
should,
would I be?
You know,
right.
they, and I'm not faulting your parents. That's the best they had. That's the tools they had. Why should you feel lonely? You know,
right.
You have us, you have this and stuff like that. And so there was always that.
But
that
I also couldn't. So talking about family, like I was attracted to you and your family. I was attracted to your family because it was huge, just gigantic. I mean, you're the oldest of 19 cousins or whatever.
On one side.
That's right. And then, you know, in the middle of like 8 to however many cousins on the other side. Anyway, your family's huge. And it was always just so fun to be around because you were surrounded by people. So I couldn't understand how you could be lonely in your family, because I could be lonely in my family because there was just four of us all the time, always. And I had a brother and he was 4 years younger and he could be annoying. And so, yeah, I could get lonely.
And then you only had two first cousins on each side.
Right, exactly.
And then I had, you know, 19 and 8 or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. But, and so you had aunts and uncles that went along with all those cousins.
All those cousins. I mean, and so it, but it, yet at the same time, I was lonely. And I do share with you, man, I'm struggling with loneliness right
yes,
now.
Yes.
You know, and the deal is where I've seen growth is you're not trying to take that away.
No.
Yeah. You know, you're asking me, are you doing something about it? And those kind of things.
Right.
You're getting curious with me. You're finding out, you know, am I getting into, you know, maybe a dark place, but there's times that it's lonely. What I'm doing, I'm not discounting what anybody else is doing, but right. There's times I feel lonely.
Well, and here's the thing is that it's like, I used to think that anger was so bad. Like I wanted to tell my boys, don't be angry. Cause I thought that that led to, you know,
you were
acting
that.
Up in school. Yeah. I mean, but you know, but I think that it, the same can be said about lonely is that I think we avoid saying or thinking that we're lonely. If we like, I'm married, I'm not single. I thank goodness I haven't.
Well,
left. I haven't left you yet,
yes.
But you know what I'm saying.
I like
but,
how you said yet.
Yeah, yes. But because you know, and I have a lot of single girlfriends, and you know, things like that that are so how do I say that? Tangibly lonely. Like, I mean, you're like, oh well, yeah, she might be a little lonely right now because she's single right now, or it would be easy to assume.
That's the problem. We make assumptions
right.
all the time. But people also on
and
the,
so
on
I have,
the opposite
side. But I haven't identified
side.
My, haven't allowed myself to feel like I can be lonely because I shouldn't be. I mean, I'm married. I have two kids right now.
Exactly. That's so, where I was going is like, you should on yourself and say, I shouldn't be lonely.
Right.
You know, we have a good marriage, all this stuff. But the deal is the more honest you can be, the more transparent, the more vulnerable. You know, last night I got a call from a guy that, you know, came through the gas house, works in the field. He's struggling in his marriage with loneliness. And he gave you and I a great compliment. He goes, y'all are just real. You know, his wife's pregnant for the first time and he's struggling with that.
Yeah.
And he's just going, man, I don't feel this connectedness. Is this weird? You know,
Or is it normal?
Yes. And so
way.
He was just going, I don't feel that freedom. He doesn't have that connectedness. He's moved to a new city. He has a new job, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's like, man, every one of us is going to struggle, I think, with loneliness. Unless
it's like restlessness and anger, I think, and loneliness. I think we all, if we're honest with ourselves, we all struggle with all three at some point in our life. I mean, at some point. And then, you know, it's also like, I'm been there right along with the people that are like say when Kate Spade took her own life, you know, everybody's like, I mean, Kate Spade, like she was a sweet, kind, philanthropic, very successful woman in business,
productive.
She had a child. She had a husband. I just think she was lonely and
surrounded
by people and. You know, and that's what causes people to be like, we don't understand. How could this happen? What? Same with Robin Williams.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think he was overly productive.
No,
but he was so lonely.
I agree. But there's that when it comes to loneliness, I think a lot of times it's just this, I believe we don't share our loneliness because we're fearful. We're fearful of being judged, like you said at the beginning.
Yes.
We're fearful of going, hey, I don't have it all together.
Right.
You know, we're fearful that if I share, man, I'm lonely and I don't feel connected, people are going to shoot on me.
Right.
They're going to say, why should you do that? You know, why are you this way?
Yeah. I guess I'm just saying I don't think loneliness leads to productivity, over productivity. I don't think that that's a...
No, I'm not saying that.
I felt like that's what you were saying. So that's the way I was hearing it.
Yes.
So I just...
I was saying when fear is dominating your lives.
Yeah.
You know, I know for me, when fear is dominating my life, I can get sterile and cut myself off from others, or I can get real productive. But it right there, I'm probably at the core, I'm lonely.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. That's what I struggle with.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I got it. Mm. I got it. I just, you know, yeah. I'm sorry. It's a word game for me. It's just a struggle with some of the words. So it's not you. It's me. I'm admitting it at the end of our talk that
what?
That I just I don't know what sterile means. I we could do a whole nother podcast on that. I don't really know what that means. So
it's a second nature for Chico, but I think he talks about it so fluently that it gets Greek to
right.
us.
Right? Yeah. Like I don't know what that means to be sterile. Except not have kids, because I've had a hysterectomy, so I am sterile, I guess. But I don't
That's
know
what I thought he meant.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Okay, so I'm not trying to... You see what I'm saying?
Yes, and so
let's go ahead and bring it back in without that word.
Okay.
Sterile or productivity. You can go ahead. You know, I think we all feel loneliness, and don't you think it's important to recognize it?
Yes, and the gift of loneliness is reaching out and belonging.
Yes, thank you. But you know, but reaching out and belonging, not on like social media, like, oh, accept my friendship request, right?
No, because that's not a real connection. That's not real community.
But don't you think people really confuse that as a real connection these days? It's hard not to. You know,
I think big time. I mean, it's like, I struggle with it. Like the example you gave that Travis can post the same picture at the same time and get 200 more likes in 2 minutes than I can, or
2,000.
5 minutes, or 2,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, I don't even have that many friends.
No, I don't either. But I just, you know, and so I think that I'm going to, just like I said, I was going to encourage, you know, our kids to practice what we're preaching on the podcast about restlessness, anger, and loneliness. You know, I haven't talked to Travis yet, but I want him to recognize that he might be lonely surrounded by people, even though he's happy. Does that make sense?
Yes. Even though he's also busy. You know, it's hard.
Talk about productivity. That's an example. That's, our own son, you could use an example of he gets productive.
He gets productive, so it's hard to pause and go, man, what am I wrestling with?
Well, he doesn't want to sit in loneliness.
Yeah, I mean, because he has school, he has football. I mean, he's
because
moving
I think it's,
all the
I
time.
I think it's nature for him in particular. Maybe not even Beck, but I think it's his nature to want to be connected to people.
Yes.
You know? And at his age, it's very hard for those millennials, I think, to feel connected to people.
Yes, millennials, but I think it's hard for us at
our
age.
It is hard, but I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, you know, I think some personalities desire more of a connectedness to other people, like a genuine introvert. I could think of a couple of people may not need their connectedness tank as full.
Yes.
And I think that we all have a connectedness tank. And I think young people and older people alike are filling that connectedness tank with false connectedness.
And busyness.
And busyness. Well, they're filling it with false connectedness via social media, busyness, productivity, friends, friend gathering, you know, yes. Like I'm having a party and I'm having, you know, 50 people over. Wow, I've got so many friends. We're filling that connectedness tank and we've got to reshift the focus on how to fill that connectedness tank, which I think requires intentional vulnerability. It takes a little bit of work.
Which takes courage and risk.
Yes. Identifying maybe that person that you want to try to have a connection with.
Yes. And be prepared that people, when you get honest and you tell them you're lonely, they're going to probably try to fix you. Right. And don't take that personal.
Right.
They probably don't have the tools.
But go ahead and find a way to fill your connectedness tank and then still have all your other friends. That's fine.
Yes.
That's great. But fill, you know, if you have someone that can fill your connectedness tank, then you can enjoy the rest of your existence.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you can, being vulnerable seems like weakness, but it's actually a gift. And so there's a gift of vulnerability.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And so that will take you out of, because you don't really get gifts when you just stay stuck in your loneliness.
Well, of course not, right.
And so that, you know,
exposing it. But there's also, it's just, yeah, and I just, you know, we can kind of wrap up in a second, but I, you know, find that when people ask me, like, you know, what do you want to do on Friday night or whatever? And I'm like, there are times when I get to points where I'm like, I'd really just love to go sit in a good friend's living room and just talk. Like, just, and that sounds so stupid, but I mean, you know, maybe have a glass of wine or whatever, but like, just talk. And what I mean by that is substitute connect.
Yes.
And I think people crave connection, but they don't know how to get it or verbalize it. And so they just keep going on, going to parties, going to, you know, do whatever you do, but then you're still lonely.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
So be aware that,
end of the day,
that we all struggle at times and some more with loneliness. So I liked the topic.
Yes, it's good. Figure out how to fill up your connectedness tank.
Yes. All right. Be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Find community.
Quit using words like fecundity.
I like the word fecundity.
And sterile.
Sterile.